You tell us your name and then your position.
Yeah, I'm Henry Ohayen. I am the General Director of l'Agence Nationale des Grands Travaux here in Libreville, Gabon.
So far, what will you say has been the progress report on the development that you're doing ahead of the Nations Cup?
Well, that's a large question. You're asking me to summarize in one question what we have done. Our responsibilities is to secure that the CAN will take place in terms of infrastructure and helping the COCAN to secure what they need to, make a successful CAN that is expected from the entire nations and from all the participants from around the world, as mostly the African countries. We have been managing number of projects going from stadiums, training centers, hospitals, hotels, roads, access roads, and all the equipments to support all those organizations, all those infrastructure. Over and above that, we have also the responsibility to manage during the events the stadiums in terms of support, such as maintenance, such as operations. Okay, that is completely independently from what is the normal responsibility of the COCAN, which is the operations side of the events.
Now, talking about infrastructure, I saw quite a number of the training pitches or stadium, a number of the roads still being worked on. How soon do you think all will be complete ahead of the Nations Cup, which starts in January?
Well, in terms of the training stadiums, all those are completed except one in terms of pitches, which is a Chinese one, but that will be completed in 3 weeks from now. The training center is already pretty well advanced, but in 3 weeks it will be in operation. And in 4 weeks, 5 weeks, you can be using it without an issue. In terms of the other stadiums outside of Libreville, all of them are ready by now. And the Franceville Stadium will be completed totally by November the 27th or the 29th. In fact, our first game in Franceville will take place on November the 30th, followed 1 week later by another game. In Libreville, which is Amitié Stadium, as you may have participated, we had the first game between Brazil and Gabon, which unfortunately with a score of 2-0, that's what is a negative side, okay, but that can happen. I had a wonderful time with the game, as you may appreciate. The stadium, as you have seen, is quite pretty well advanced in many aspects. But for us, we still have a lot to do. We have all the parkings that need to be done, to be completed. We have all the few roads are going to be moving forward. We had to slow down that infrastructure to be ready for the Brazil. Now that the game has been completed, we are focusing much more and we expect to finish all those surrounding roads by the middle of December, and the latest one by the end of December. In regard to the pitch, which is an important point, and I'm sure you will be asking for that question, the pitch will be maintained and be ready for the 27th of November. We have another game, which is an extremely important game for this event, which is what we can call the friendly game between the Chinese junior team in China and the Gabonese junior team in Gabon. And that has been dedicated by the President of la République of Gabon, His Excellency Monsieur Ali Bongo Ondimba, and of course the Republic of China. We are going to be prepared ourselves for that game. And after that, we will be taking care of the pitch, removing everything and putting a new sod, a new grass, like what we do on every other project around the world and be ready for the events. Yes, it will be ready.
Now, I spoke about a number of issues concerning traffic jam. I heard you are putting in structures to ease that, to be ready for the Nations Cup. Tell me about it.
Well, transport, it is a big issue, no doubt about it. We have learned a lot from the November 27th and the November 10th of this week. We have learned a lot. We are working now closely with the Ministry of Transport, with the COCAN Commission of Transport, and our team, our crew associated with the transport. Between the three of us, combined with advisory we're going to get, we will be implementing differential elements how to ease the transport. We have more buses that are coming, and unfortunately we could not use all the buses this time because some roads have not been finished. Consequently, by having the roads completed and by having the additional buses and by having more parking areas that are going to be allocated, then automatically we will ease the challenge that you have been exposed. But in fact, we need to look at ourselves. Around the world, you do have games. And people who are going to take some time, 1.5 hours, 2 hours, to get out from the a game, it is normal. Going in is much easier because people will be arriving much earlier. So it's not arrival that's going to be a challenge. It's getting out that could be a challenge. But if they enjoy the party, etc., and the weather is working with us, I think everybody will be happy. They will not be frustrated by staying half an hour more in the parking. It took me 1.5 hours, and I had fun to talk to the people through the window, so I'm okay with that.
Now, let's look at the economic aspect of all this infrastructure development that you put in across. What are your expectations in terms of economic benefits, in terms of tourism, and all the good stuff that comes associated with hosting or co-hosting the African Nations Cup?
But that's what it's about, having the games. You'd build, when you decide as a country to host in such events like this one, you are ready and you are willing to invest huge capital, very important capital. The return during the events, you don't make money during the events. Everybody knows that, but it is the long-term events. We have here in Gabon, we should be so proud that our former president have worked very hard to secure these games, and that the actual president is embracing it and making all the time necessary and all the financial support necessary to make it happen because he sees the benefits. In fact, we have today a number of schools that are visiting all the stadiums. We have also the foundation of Samuel Eto'o, which is in Gabon. He opened it in Gabon. And we have Madame Sylvia Bongo Ondiba, who is also part of this foundation. As you may appreciate, we're the future leaders of in the football, in the soccer, in different sports. Will increase their knowledge, etc. So it has a lot of benefits. Above that, we created hotels. We built hotels. Those hotels are going to support the shortage that we have been exposed for so long because Gabon is building more and more, increasing their investments and bringing people from around the world in this country to deal on the business side. The third point is the roads. Well, it was a struggle up to now. The roads are very complex and very difficult. Now we are building new roads, we are building extended roads, we are modifying the roads, and we are building an overpass, which will ease the traffic, which will permit accesses. So the CAN, it's a huge benefit to the Gabon for years and years and years to come. And everyone will be just so excited about the benefits that we are going to get. Now, we have to be careful. It's up to us as leaders and as responsible is to make sure that all those infrastructures have not been built for nothing, have not been designed and constructed for nothing. It's up to us to make sure that we are using them, which means that we have to have different ways of managing it. And in fact, l'Agence Nationale des Grands Travaux, under my purview, and I have a team who are looking to it today. And we are going to establish a corporation who is going to manage those stadiums and those infrastructure to make sure that they are going to be used a year round and not occasionally.
Now, the issue when it comes to African countries is when you make investments, when African countries make investment, maintenance becomes an issue after the events are gone. Long term, looking at the long term, as somebody who is in charge of all this infrastructure development, how do you expect this maintenance to be put in place to maintain all these in pristine condition? So if perchance an opportunity comes again, Gabon will be comfortable in hosting it the next time round.
You're right. Gabon will be ready to host any other game. And in fact, His Excellency, the President, is looking at having multiple game here during the year, which means we have no choice as responsible of the NGT to maintain those stadiums. And in fact, we have, as I shared previously, we have retained the services of very knowledgeable companies who are doing that in around the world, extremely experienced, who are here now. They are already in Gabon, working for us and helping us to develop the program for the maintenance and operations, what we call in English the MNOs, and that we will give them the contracts before the end of the game for next 2 years of operations and maintenance. We have, as you may appreciate, when you visited the stadium, for example, the Amitié Stadium, we build an hotel downstairs. It's a small hotel, but it's 18 rooms, but beautiful rooms as you have seen. Why we did that? Initially, it's only offices. The concept behind it is if we have events, we can have weddings, we can have team buildings, corporations coming from different parts of the country with their employees and giving them an opportunity to have wonderful time, to play soccer, to play baseball, to play tennis, or to run, or to enjoy, okay? Or to have a movie theater, which will be probably one of the elements that we want to add in these stadiums. So by having the right company who is going to managing those structures, we will maximize its reinvestment, its return. We will maximize its huge, and will be maximizing definitively the cost and mitigating the cost to the government of Gabon and maintain those stadiums in as new as they are as today.
Talking about cost, I know it's quite a heavy investment. How much money are we talking about here in building all this infrastructure? I see popping up everywhere, because a year ago when I was here, I didn't see these stadiums, and I come back a year later and everything is up. I mean, how much money are we talking here?
Well, there are several ways to see it, and it's a question that I have been asked a number of times by a number of media like you, and I appreciate that all of you are curious about the cost. But I need to make a differentiator in the cost. You have what we can call the stadiums, which is purely associated with the events. That's, yes, you're right, that's one cost. You have after that the roads. We had the can, or we didn't have the can, the roads would have been built. In that aspect, it's purely and simply a way for the government to push to have those roads done earlier or faster than it was done before. So consequently, should we include the cost of those roads that was always planned in the can? I don't believe we should do that. Are they going to contribute to be used by the can? Definitively they will be, as they are now. Let's talk about the hospitals. We need hospitals. We have no choice. We are building two state-of-the-art hospitals today. Well, the can is only 3 weeks. The hospitals are here for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. So, again, should you include that in the price, or should you include the differentiator by accelerating those work? Like an example, the Centre Hospitalier de Libreville, was initially concepted to be finished only in the month of May and March, April of next year. When we met with the contractor, discussed with the company who is managing it, etc., we concluded they have the capability, they have the knowledge to finish it for the can. And that's what we are doing. So you cannot include that in the can, okay? So now, if you take all the stadiums and the infrastructure, and again, the Amitié is a gift of the Chinese government, Republic of China, to the government of Gabon. I do not know how much they have caused them. So consequently, I cannot include that in the price. I can only include the price we and GT invested in supporting and bringing the stadium into the FIFA compliance and other elements. So overall, we are in the neighborhood of $500 million, okay, for everything globally. Is that a big investment? I don't think so. It is an investment essential and important for the country? Yes, it is. Is the return investments for the next 10 years will offset that? My goodness, within the next 2 years, 3 years, it will offset that, in my opinion.
Now, let's talk about your expectations after putting all this infrastructure into place, hosting the tournament itself, what this means to Gabonese, hosting this tournament. Gabon has not hosted this in a very long time. This is a very big opportunity. So what are your expectations? What is the mood of the people in hosting such a grand occasion? And an African spectacle.
You know, have you noticed what happened last Thursday? 32,653 spectators. All are our people. I had there from the NGT over 3,000 people, craft labor who have contributed to build the can. I met with several of them and I asked them, how did you feel? They were so proud. They have seen what they have built. They were so proud, and I can guarantee you those people are going to talk to their children who are today 3 years old, 5 years old, or 10 years old, or 21 years old. They will be talking to them and they will say, Dad, thank you for building those infrastructure for us, because we didn't have them before. Now we have them, and thank you for helping my country to contribute it. So I think, yes, our Gabonese are going to use them. The president have asked us to make sure that we are going to use those infrastructure. You cannot use them without the support of the different universities. We are going to bring universities to the stadiums. We are going to bring lycées, college, to the stadiums. And we are going to bring the junior high school and also the primary schools, which means we are going to bring everybody. We are going to have concerts. We are going to have spectators in different ways. We are going to have weddings. So the Gabonese are seeing now the benefits of what the president have done, his promise to give them something that they should be proud.
Now, finally, let me ask you this question. What would be your message to Gabonese, and what would be your message to Africans and the rest of the world whose eyes will be firmly focused on Gabon as it co-hosts the African Nations Cup?
To the Gabonese, I will ask them, be proud of your country. Continue to be proud of your country. Raise your flag and come to see all the games. And can bring your kids, bring your family, and learn from it. And from now on, carry on the quality of the work as we are expecting from you, so we can do the work right the first time. When you work anywhere in the country, learn that the safety is important for you. That when you work safely, you put your hard hats, you put your safety gears, you are going to go home every night and you are going to talk to your family, and the family will be proud that you are bringing home money, because that's what the game have brought you. That's what this infrastructure had brought you. Brought you to be proud of your quality. So contribute to the success of your country. To the African countries, we want you to come on a regular basis. Invite your soccer games to come to play with us. Invite your artists to come here to present and to visit our countries. Gabon has a beautiful places. We are working very hard on the tourism, and we wish that we can share more and more what we have here as an exceptional tourism concept. And so welcome to the African, so you can learn more about Gabon. And so we can also go to learn about your countries, and we increase our knowledge together, so we can be proud that Gabon is not anymore only a dot in the map. It's a country that is known by all African. With the world, 900 million people are going to watch these games. That's what we are predicting. Many of them will be from Europe. Many of them will be outside of Africa. I don't know how many millions, but there will be many millions. If you have asked them 5 years ago or 3 years ago, where is Gabon? Not many will have been able to tell you precisely where is Gabon. Today, they are going to know where is Gabon. Today, they will be interested to come to see us. And those who are investors, who those large companies, large contractors, large associations who can bring here the dimension and their knowledge and their competencies to help us in Gabon to be in the emergence that the president have defined, you are welcome. We will open our arms to you, and because you are going to help us to support the mandate that the president of Gabon had given me.
So yes, you can.
Yes, you can.